So, yeah, Nick, have you got everything ready for the podcast?
Pretty much. I think we're missing one thing, though.
What?
The place we record it in.
I know. Oh, shit, we're recording. Oh, quick, be quiet, be quiet.
Oh, no,
quiet.
Music! Quick.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the Tap Productions podcast. Lovely echo. We're in a cave this week.
Yes.
So.
Hello.
Welcome.
Come.
No, we should stop there. We're actually at Nick's house this week.
Again. Yeah.
So, we're back at Nick's house.
Going back to my roots. Yeah.
So, hello ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tap the Dutch podcast. I'm Taylor Dempsey Warner, hello.
And I'm a very laid back Nick today.
This is relaxed week, we're on Nick's sofa.
Nick's comfy chairs.
He's got, yeah, they are comfy chairs, I have to admit, they're really nice chairs. You've got a tea, I've got a drink of water, because I've been walking here.
Yeah,
and,
getting healthy.
We've got Jerry Springer on the telly.
Just about,
because we can't hear it. It's on adverts at the moment, but we can see it.
We can see all the fights, no doubt at some point we will be shouting out about all sorts of.
There was a guy stuff. Just having a fight in there just now, wasn't it?
It was Joe Springer. He wasn't going to be sat there normally.
Yeah, true that. So, what's this good news thing that you were saying about?
Oh, the good
Facebook,
news
on Facebook.
Well, guy called Steve rang me up out of the blue.
What, sweet Steve?
Sweet Steve.
Sweet Steve. Sweet Steve.
I'm a very angry man.
sorry.
No, it wasn't Sweet Steve, unfortunately, but a chap called Steve rang me up, and I hadn't heard from him for a while, I just assumed we'd lost contact. This guy called Steve rang up, and he went, "Hi, Nicholas?" I went, yeah, that's me, yeah. And he went, "Oh, marvellous."
Is this on your mobile?
Yeah.
Okay.
"Oh, marvellous, I was just wondering, are you free on the 5th of November?" I went, yeah, I should be, Wait, hang on. Oh,
what's
no.
Steve
doing? Uni. I go in to uni on Fridays. Oh, no. Oh, no, wait. It's all right. I've got next week off. Yes, I can do Fridays. Yes. Yes, I can do Fridays. Why? What do you... This is good because I know who Steve is and you don't. Right? I've got him on my phone. And he went, "Oh, that's marvellous because basically we need you to do some pickup shots for Harry Potter." So they're taking me back up for another day.
Ooh.
To do a couple more bits.
Yeah. Nice.
Am I getting paid? Bloody well, I hope so.
Should be.
And so well, happy, but I can't go and watch the fireworks, but I think that's a very small sacrifice, bearing in mind I'll have a wand and can make my own.
Yeah, and if you do keep the wand, we can do some stuff and I'll do some visual effects and make it actually come true.
I don't know, because each person gets their own wand, right?
Do they?
Yeah.
Get your own stick.
I've got my own wand, someone else has got their everyone has their own wand, right?
Hey, brilliant, everyone's got their own stick.
Yeah, right, and each wand is unique to that person. They've gone to such brilliant detail on this.
Oh, bloody hell.
Right, so, it'll have Nicholas Ward's, my sort of actor number is H233 for that film. Hufflepuff 233. And then it'll have my wand code, and then that code will correspond to a wood block with all the wands in. They'll go, "Oh, 67, that's Nick Ward's. There you go, Nick, have your wand." So, yeah.
It's a stick.
If I steal the wand, they'll know I've taken it.
It's a stick.
I hope. I'm going to ask if I can take it. If not, I'm going to try and sneak a tie out or something at the very least. Although they're quite tight about it.
Yeah.
Because the last day, someone stole a Ravenclaw tie and we weren't allowed to go until they gave it back.
Oh, I remember you saying, yeah.
So, yeah. I'm going to be filming again. I'm going to write that in today's entry of the diary.
Oh, nice.
Won't talk about it next week, though. Actually, come to think of it, when this one comes out, I'll have done it.
So what's all this Reading filming as well?
Reading filming, yeah. Jack.
See, next moving up in the old
Jack
film
in the uni class I'm in. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Jack. Oi, Jackie boy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sure.
Jack doesn't take smack. What?
No. Right. Basically, he looks like a very mad black man on Jerry Springer, doesn't he, really? His eyes are very wide.
He does look mental. Not Jack. Jack doesn't look mental.
Jack doesn't look mental. Jack is doing some short film project up in Reading next Wednesday. So it's going to be very busy next week. Don't know how I'm going to fit the uni work in.
How are you going to get to Reading?
Train. Apparently, I don't know what the exact route is or how much it costs, but I'll work that out.
Going to cost a bit.
I'm meeting a few other people. We're going up to Reading for the day. And we're going to do Jack's film. I'm playing the boyfriend of my girlfriend. You may have worked that one out.
What's your girlfriend's name?
I don't know. It's a bit Brechtian. The script just says girlfriend.
What's the actress's name?
I don't know. I didn't see the full casting list.
I'll make one up.
Tabitha.
Nick and Tabitha sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-A-G. First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes a baby with their own council flat. What?
I would let you do that because I wanted you to have the satisfaction of being that age again.
Except I didn't say baby in a baby carriage, I said baby in a council
okay,
flat.
Okay, fine. A bit more mature than that age.
Current young people.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, we're going up to Reading. We're going to film a short little horror thing. Where my girlfriend gets murdered by some zombie type things, I think. And then that's the end of the first part.
I'm guessing he's using Halloween to make the makeup.
I guess so. So that's the end of the first part. I think he's planning on doing a nice little triumvirate of films. Films and
like episodes.
Yeah, and then the second one is my turn. And I don't know what's happening in the third one yet. I haven't got that far. But yeah, that's what's happening in Reading next week. And wherever these studios are, where I'm going to be going at. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know whether I'm just standing in the Great Hall again, or running up and down stairs again, or doing something completely sod indifferent. Who knows?
Well, it's Harry Potter.
Yeah.
For all you know, you could be in the forest.
It may just be a wind-up, but who cares? Let's go and have a look.
Yeah, go there. You know.
So that's that. Now we know what I'm going to be doing in the future.
Tay and Nick's had sent us an accent, and then it's decided by some shit. I ain't got it in front of me, so I can't read it. I should know off by heart by now. It's my jingle that I do every week. Tay and Nick's had sent us an accent, and then decided by the other, and then they see if it is right or wrong or not. Right, we need something to read.
Well, we can. No, we can't read anything out of that. Right. Here is a book. And
that's a Sudoku book. No, but what am I going to read? So, like block one, you, block two, block three.
Shut up. Here we have how to solve. You can do the first one, I'll do the second one. Okay. This is how you solve the crisscross puzzle.
Okay.
And you are going to tell us how to do it, Mr. I'm going to be nice to you this week.
Okay.
You're going to tell us how to do it, Mr. Latvian man.
Hey!
Because Taylor's strength is Latvia.
Oh, I'm from Latvia. How to solve a puzzle. All the words in the lists appear in alphabetical order and are listed according to their length. I'm done it well. They need to be put into their correct positions in the grid, which is easier said than done. And believe me, I know. Would you like to buy sheep?
Can you just say Pushkin for me?
Pushkin.
Lovely. Okay, so I'll have the second one in... Where am I from?
You do. You know what? I'm going to be nice and say Australian because she was nice to me.
That's how I get into character, just like, sometimes several words will fit in the same space. This means you'll have to think of a few steps ahead and try different combinations of words until you find the ones that fit. What a calamity! It could go all sorts of ways. So that is...
That was Tanix. I sent us in an accent that is decided by the other, and then ever said it's about wrong, and I almost said that completely correct then. And I cocked up. I sent us in an accent that is decided by the other, and then I said it's right or wrong or not. Woo!
The thing is, right, that is just an overly complicated sentence, right? Fair enough.
We did it for that reason.
But you seem adamant to turn it into a tongue twister. It's not even like seashells by the seesaw. It's not as if all the words sound the same or have the same sort of alliteration going on. These are just words slung together and you cannot do it.
Tiny excitement is that side by the
emphasis. No, because then you just cut half of it out. I don't know. And you tell me off for gurgling.
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry. See, we're at a different person's house now, we have to... I'm allowed to misbehave.
Fine. At least over at our house, we haven't got the cats climbing all over me. Because I haven't got any.
Oh, man.
I haven't got any pets. I've got a rock.
I decided Alfie's like my best friend at home.
Really?
Well, he's the only one who actually gives a crap about me.
Oh,
he's so nice.
Taylor's best friend. You saw that?
Oh, I saw that.
That woman. Oh, the woman just lamped a black man wearing purple trousers. Might I add?
He does look very 90s.
He looks incredibly 90s.
Though, she looks very posh. Right? And she just went up to him very subtly, like a ninja, a slapping ninja. She walks on him really slowly, got really close, and just went.
She
like
looks
that,
regal.
And hit him.
He looks in commoner 90s. And oh, her name's Darlene.
Darlene, so she's posh. So she's like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air house owner, and he's Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah. She's Jeffrey, he's Will.
I was thinking. She's Uncle Phil, and he's Will.
Actually, yeah, she's quite chunky, yeah. Okay.
Chunky?
Yeah, she's well built. Look how she holds herself, her hands clasped in front of her. She'd make a politician and a half.
She's a Barack Obama.
Anyway, instead of talking about things people can't see, let's talk about us.
Talk about us
because we're real.
Yeah. So visual showreel, still doing that casting at the moment. So if anybody's interested in helping us do my visual showreel film,
your visual review.
Fuck off. My visual showreel. My visual showreel film.
That's
then,
good.
By all means.
Right. You now
by
need to
means.
Talk slowly. Enunciate everything. By all means,
get into contact with us, and we will then let you know if you can help us do the visual effect short film showreel.
Because I'm looking at you side on, you looked so possessed doing that.
So yeah, get in contact with us. Nick will be going through some mini transformations, which are visually done. We just need people to help out. You know, even if you just want to come along. It's a fun day filming. Normally, you know, I've got to try and de-stress me directing.
He must.
I've got a couple of photographers a photographer for each location. So, you know, it's all going to be well, good, fun stuff. So if you're interested, get in contact and we'll let you know if there's anything else you can help with.
And you can get in contact with us
at
Taylor's email or my own,
which is on the Tap Productions website.
Yes, it is.
Speaking of the website, we also have to say that we've got our stand-up dates on there.
Yeah, we do.
Don't we? Yes,
well, you have. I've got my stand-up date on there.
Yeah, no, but that's because, you know, you're still a bit wary about it.
I'm
pretty sure
wary.
There'll be more to come.
I'm like an elephant in a minefield. Got to be extra careful.
You're like a shoe bomber.
No. Well, yeah. No! No, because I'm...
You're like a shoe bomber.
I don't want to kill everyone.
You're like a shoe bomber, right? You didn't even finish. You're like a shoe bomber.
The full stop kind of sort of went, yeah. I am done.
You're like a shoe bomber who is quite a big lad, so his feet hit the ground pretty hard, but he had the shoes forced on him. He's not actually a terrorist.
Can I not just be an elephant in a minefield? I can't get arrested for that.
You're shoe bombs. You're an elephant wearing shoe bombs.
Why am I currently wearing shoe bombs at all? Why do elephants... Elephants don't wear shoes. Horses wear shoes.
No, they do now.
Fine, okay, whatever. I am a terrorist elephant in a minefield.
Yeah, man.
Treading gingerly.
Here comes the thought of the day.
Jerry Springer's thought of the day. However...
Turn it up, let's hear it.
I've entirely forgotten why I'm an elephant... No, you can't listen to Jerry Springer. We've got this. Behave.
Sorry. No, don't turn me off.
Oh, what, were you planning to lip read him?
Yeah.
Tough.
Right, so we should move on.
Why was I an elephant? I entirely forgot where that point was going.
Stand up.
Yeah.
Stand up, oh, what a real slim shady, please stand up, sorry. So, hellos of the week, we've got to say hello to?
We have to say hello to, I don't know, I've said hello to everyone I've ever needed to today, this week, really. You got anyone particularly, met anyone interesting to say?
Hello, the new listeners, you know, like the Ravensbourne.
Hello, Gaff. New listeners.
Hello, you guys.
Hi.
Hello to...
Welcome to, well, another 15 minutes you're probably not going to see ever again, really?
Because you listened to it, so you didn't see it.
Yeah, you did see him. When have you ever seen a minute? I've never seen a minute. Oh, yeah, I see the battery icon's very low.
Yeah, the battery's, like, just going from 2 bar to 1 bar to 2 bar to 1 bar.
Well, let's I don't know bar, I was going to say bar. Well, let's just talk faster and get it over with, but that'll still make that won't affect how yeah, quickly it goes.
Hello to Ravensbourne Lot, and hello
to Ravensbourne Lot.
Oh, didn't you want to say something to Tom Norton?
No, I did. Did I? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tom, for being the only one who's actually shown an interest in coming to see us at some point. Thank you very much. Everyone, take advice. You never know. Maybe you'll get mentioned one day if you're ever gracious with your presence at a show.
We're really sarcastic.
No, okay. I meant the thank you to Tom.
Yeah, I know. But I know. That was genuine, but the rest... Right, so...
The rest of it was more of a hint.
So, internet plug-in.
Yeah.
Shall we move on to that?
You're doing a very good job, by the way, of memorising the plan.
I know. It's scaring me a bit.
Yeah.
So, internet plug-in. So, you can find us at YouTube at...
www.youtube.com/tacproductionsuk.
Yeah, sorry, that confused me for it. Or you can find us at our Facebook at...
www.facebook.com. Search Tack Productions Podcast or search Tack Productions for two different experiences.
Or you can find us at our Twitter at...
www.twitter.com/Tack Productions.
Or you can find us at our actual website, which is...
www.tack-productions.com.
So, yeah, I do like your robot voice, by the way. That's very voicemail.
Thank you.
Or Stephen Hawkins.
No, that wasn't my Stephen Hawking.
Oh, no. Do you Stephen Hawkins?
Why? You just got to...
You can't tell that I'm Stephen Hawkins. That just sounds you mumbling that. Why?
Okay, so...
Why do I need to do Stephen Hawking?
This is 10 Nick say a sentence and accent and decides if it is right or wrong or not.
Version 2.
Part 2.0. So, Stephen Hawking... Okay, here we go.
Read out the same paragraphs again. I'll go first in my Stephen Hawking, okay. And then you do yours. Yours better, so we'll say best or last.
Well, don't build me up too
same,
much, will you?
Same paragraph again. How to solve all the words listed... Fuck, you said it wrong already. All the words in the lists appear in alphabetical order and are listed according to their length. They need to be put into their correct positions in a grid, which is easier said than done! !
You know, I'm reminded of GLaDOS from the computer out of Portal. Exactly.
Oh, I realised that's what I was doing halfway through. I just thought I'm going to carry on going with this. Yeah. GLaDOS, I'm going to be GLaDOS from Portal.
Okay, so... Sometimes several words will fit into the same space. This means you will have to think a few steps ahead and try different combinations of words until you find the ones that fit. That is my Stephen Hawking.
That's pretty good.
Which I'll leave you to judge, because I sound different to normal.
No, we have to move on. We're not going to do the next section, because no... No,
what is the next section?
Nobody likes it.
You sort of went,
it's not everybody's favourite section. Nobody cares about it.
You were sort of going like, oh, now it's time for the next section, which we're not going to do. No, as if you wanted me to argue. I was tempted to just leave you there going, no.
I was hoping you'd argue.
And I'd just be sat here in silence.
To be honest, Nick, it would have made better humour if you'd argued.
But you know what? I believe in my life.
It's not.
So,
nobody likes it, Nick. Nobody cares. Nobody. It doesn't need to be read. Because I'm not writing it.
Alright.
You're being so gay. Just read your fucking diary.
No. If the public don't want to hear, then I won't bother at all.
Just read your fucking
diary.
Okay,
so what day do we want today?
Can I just tell you about that woman who started punching things in the
magazine? Oh, certainly. Go ahead.
Right, I was on the phone to you, weren't I?
You were,
I was walking to Bexley Fire Street, and this woman, right, in a split second, just walking, like, you know, past me, right, but kind of right next to me, right, her face changed from neutral to angry. Sorry about that. Sorry.
Hello, are you getting sorry. This?
Yeah, at Bexley Heath, right? This woman was walking past me.
Oh, we're back.
Oh, yeah, hello. I know. I didn't realise we went.
Did you not see all that white noise that just came about?
No, man.
All that static?
I was too busy trying to tell my story.
Oh, my whole vision clouded over. But that normally happens when you tell a story.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. Right, this woman, she was walking past, right? And her face went from, like, neutral to hamster eating a sour biscuit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And she was getting really, like, frustrated, right? And she just... I'm not joking. She started punching the air as if Mike Tyson has just tried mugging her. But it wasn't like in front of her. It was up and round and everything, as if she was trying to grab onto a hot air balloon.
I love the impression of Mike Tyson being in the boxing ring and then his opponent just sort of going, and punching the air just from the sight of him.
It was really bizarre. I was like, what the f*** going on with you?
Oh... Lovely old ladies. I do like old ladies sometimes.
She wasn't even an old lady.
Okay, I do like ladies sometimes.
Although an old lady did almost fall over in front of me and I almost laughed.
Yeah, I would have done as well.
Oh, I did that thing where I speak to myself again.
Oh, yeah?
I was on the bus.
Like now, you mean?
Yeah, but yeah. I was on the bus. Always happens when I'm on a bus.
I know, it's just... It's,
I was on the bus anyway, right, and I was listening to my music, and this time it was genuinely the lyrics I was saying. But do you know what I kept telling you? The bus broke down, right? It broke down three times. One of the times he hadn't even
stopped.
That's
it, you see?
The bus just kept going and breaking down, right? It was really weird. It was just like going with no engine. It was like as if we get to a hill, we're fucked, right? Let's hope the brakes work and this ain't a Toyota, right? And I was just sitting there, right? And with the engine going, you can kind of, you know, mumble to yourself like the words and lyrics without anybody noticing. But then the engine stopped. And I didn't realise. And I'm sitting there going, what's going on? I kind of turned it into a, what's going on? As if I, like, you know, I was scared or something. The mumbling was me being
you
scared.
You look so timid when you say that. So naive.
Yeah, it was like, oh, Lord, I've done it again. Fucking hell. But yeah, I don't think buses are a good mixture for me.
Well, can I just say, right, I knew the podcast was a bad idea today. I told you it would be.
Why?
Well, you said, oh, my phone's dying. Then you sent me the text that said that and my phone died. Then your bus broke down three times. Then all of a sudden our podcast gets loads of static and white noise in it. Yeah. Technology just isn't friendly today.
And they put my PS3.
I'm tempted not to... Yeah, and your PS3's gone. I'm tempted not to cook us that pizza in case the oven just... freezes it.
And you turned the telly off.
Yeah, well, that wasn't a problem. That was, well, it was a problem, but that wasn't a technological fault. That was me saying, look,
so
we can't
everybody's least favourite section is coming up now.
Yes, this is Nick's diary, which is everyone wants to hear about.
No, they don't.
Because this week I'm going to tell you what happened on the 21st of October 2010.
Blah, 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 blah. That's your intro jingle. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh my golly, duck nuggets.
What the hell is that? Oh my god, what the fuck? Say that again?
Oh my golly, duck nuggets.
What the sod is that?
I don't know, but aren't you slightly tempted now to have some duck nuggets?
I just really want to use that phrase in my life.
Anyway, let me tell my
thing. I've been using Shiver Me Timbers. I want to use Oli My Duck Nuggets or whatever you
use. Oh my golly, duck nuggets. That was one of them construction cranes that are always deserted. Except I saw a man getting into it. I knew it was a man and not a bird, sorry. I've got to be sexist here, because otherwise the joke doesn't work. I knew it was a man and not a bird because he was wearing a high-vis jacket. And besides, birds can't work on building sites. Especially cranes. Ha ha!
Yeah, I thought he was going to make a joke about a crane and bird.
Yeah. I was in Wetherspoons with some guys from uni doing work.
Oh, mate, this... Oh, no, this ain't Saturday, is it?
No.
I was going to say, if this was Saturday...
I ordered a glass of Coke with ice and realised I'm foolish. Ice is solid and takes up room, so you get less for your money. Wise men make...
You're such a...
Wise men make no mistakes, but learn from others.
Oh, Lord.
A quote I'll be remembered for saying one day. There was also a Chinese lady selling DVDs. That
what
is the 21st of October 2010.
Fair enough. We got kicked out Wednesbays, though, didn't we?
We did. Can I just tell you about this Chinese lady, right? She just sort of came up behind me to the table in front. Oh, no, wait, what? I was looking at my table of people I was working with, and there was a table with a man sat, and that was behind me. The Chinese lady came up behind me and said to the man, DVD? Proper stereotypical, like.
Oh, Lord.
Right? And I sort of heard her chirping away. I turned round. She only had a DVD of Red.
Already?
Haha, Already.
Oh, Lord.
Right. Well, no, you
These
say...
These puns get already, worse and worse.
Personally, I thought the crane and bird one was as low as it could go.
Yeah, that but, was bad. So that's fierce, though.
I was... bearing in mind, I wrote that as it happened on the page. I didn't, like, think about that. I was quite proud of myself for that. I want to tell you about the 26th of October as well, because that's quite...
I want to tell listeners that we got kicked out of Wetherspoons and nobody should go to Wetherspoons anymore. Okay. We should boycott it.
Yeah, go on then.
Nobody should go to Wetherspoons. We got in there, right? And it was our friend Jay.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Jay! For a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. It was his birthday. Because we didn't say it. Right? Yeah, it was his birthday. And we got kicked out.
Mm-hmm. Why did we get kicked out? Because
we
had look
20
underage.
Quid. We had 20 quid on us, right? Jay ordered one pint of Stella. If we wanted three of them, we could have ordered three and still had change.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not like we were going to share the one pint.
No.
Right? He said, you're going to have ID. I went, I'm not drinking. He went, yeah, we all need ID. Oh, look, Ran, you've got your ID.
Yes, I do.
Jay's got his ID.
Yes.
I'm thinking, we've ordered one pint of Stella. I'm not drinking. It's not for me. If we're in here drinking and you see me drinking, by all means, then kick me out. But I'm not drinking. Right, and he was like, oh, you need a legal guardian then because of licensing laws. I'm looking around, I'm thinking, you two are 18.
Jay selflessly stepped in and went, well, I'm 18, I'm technically a legal guardian.
Yeah.
And then he sort of went, yeah, but not of him. Or something like that.
Yeah, I was thinking to myself, what, have I got to bring paperwork now to prove that he can be my legal guardian? What kind of fucking bureaucratic nub shit is this?
Yeah, so, right.
Don't go Wetherspoons, it's crap.
Unless you've got ID, in which case... Still don't go because...
Still don't go for the principle of it.
Actually,
to be fair, though, right, there was kids in the place and their parents were outside smoking.
Yeah.
Called into that piece of crap, the scum of the earth behind the bar, those kids should have got kicked out as well until their parents come in.
The thing is, I think me and Jay were both stood there and we both instantly thought, can't we leave him outside?
I know you were thinking that, and I'm thinking, I don't mind standing outside, right? But it's the principle of the fact that why can't I be inside if I'm not drinking?
Yeah, that's true.
No other bars have kicked me out. I've been doing stand-up since I was 17, right? I was still underage then. Yeah. I was in pubs and clubs doing it, right? Nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
I go in pubs all the time now because of like rave and stuff. I don't have ID.
Yeah.
I don't drink or whatever.
So,
and I don't get kicked out. So where does Wetherspoons have this separate
rather role? Rather than just attacking Wetherspoons, right, we are now boycotting Bexley Heath Wetherspoons because that's the only place that seems to enforce this piece of legislation.
To be fair, that
Bexley
is
Heath Wetherspoons.
Bexley Heath Wetherspoons.
You have now made it onto our wall of shame.
Along with Chockers.
And Chockers. Yeah.
Chockers.
Look at who you socialise with, Wetherspoons.
I bet Chockers was going there. I bet it was Chockers who served us.
Probably.
When I say served, I mean piece of shit.
Do you reckon, anyway, you saw the promotion on our bag and thought, oh, it's them turds, let's get
them. Oh, it's them, let's get them out. Oh, idiot. So, we should end it now then, because it's been about 30 minutes. It's been about 30 minutes.
Yeah, but there's a film of the week.
Oh, yeah,
film of the week.
Film of the week.
Film of the week. This week's film of the week is...
I want to say Social Network, but I haven't seen it just yet.
Well, we haven't got anything else to go on. So
we say Social Network.
Regrettably. Film of the week. Film of the week. Film of the week. Oh, song of the week. Song of the week. Song of the week.
Song of the week.
Song of the week.
This week's song.
This week's song of the week
is... I is.
What is it?
I.
What's that?
Oh,
is that
shit.
Yours? Taylor's phone? Yes!
Why are you screaming? This hasn't happened for 3 weeks now.
What have we got?
I don't know, I'm checking it. My phone's low because I added a calendar to the top. Right, this makes no sense. Right, this is Katie Scales, right?
And, hello, Katie Scales. Well done.
She's just telling me about her driving lesson.
Okay.
But when you tell me about your driving lesson and then hear the last three words in this text, the two should never be put together.
Okay.
I'm back from my lesson. Did 70. So scary, lol. Haha. Oh, God, I hate alcohol. What the fuck is she doing drink driving in a drink lesson driving?
In a lesson, exactly.
The fuck?
Well,
oh, that's song of the week. The song of the week is my vibration on my phone for text.
So this week's song of the week is... Song of the week, song of the week,
vibration of the week, vibration of the week, sound of the week. This week's sound of the week is the noise Nick's cabinet makes as it opens up. It sounds like Chewbacca.
Like that.
Kind of. Right, so we should end it now.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you about the 26th of October, but we're pushed.
So okay.
I'll tell you about the 26th in private, I guess.
Okay.
Shame, all you lovely listener lot.
We're ending.
Bye!
Three cheers for the summer loves and the ones we bought were sent from above. Falling faster than a hurricane. I give a million just to hear your name.
So are we doing an ending bit or not?
Well, can do. I mean,
if you want to tell about the 26th now, you can. Then we can end.
Can
it.
I tell it about the 26th now?
Yeah, go on. You're really excited about the 26th.
Right. Well,
that was yesterday.
It was the 26th of October was yesterday at time of recording. No mucking about. I write things on my phone so I can transfer them to this diary, but I always forget. So here is everything I've written down on my phone but forgotten to transfer into the diary.
Bloody hell, how long is this?
Yesterday.
So how long is
right,
this?
Because I'm doing it chronologically. Yesterday, so 25th of the 10th, right? That is the latest we go back.
Everyone, get yourself some Horlicks and a biscuit and sit yourself down. This is going to be a long one.
So, on the 25th, I saw a Nick Jonas Top Trump card, which seemed like a pretty silly game, really, because there's only three Jonas brothers, so you only get two rounds at most out of that game. I didn't see what any of the parameters were for comparison, but I imagine it was fluffiness of hair, amount of vowels in the name, and shoe size, among other things. I also used my student discount for the first time on a notebook, of all things, which was poor, really. Today's lecture, so 26th of the 10th, Robin's lecture, this is what I was... No, I wasn't going to tell you about this, but never mind. Robin's lecture revolved around the use of the N-word.
Oh.
4 hours.
Oh.
Kind of fixated around that subject.
Ow.
So, we're going to gloss over that.
Okay. I think that's a very good idea, to be honest.
There were also these... I was on the train platform. There were also these two people. Well, there were loads of people, but these two were of a particular interest.
Okay.
One was a man, and one was a woman one.
Woman one.
I don't know. There was a man and a woman one who missed their train. They started shouting at the guard, like proper, "I've missed my train, I've missed my..." I haven't written this down, this is improv.
Oh,
"I've missed my train, I've missed my train! I've missed my train!" Or whatever.
Very good improv, mate.
And then the guard still went, "Look, I understand that, but there's nothing I can do. I've missed my train!" Whatever, right? And then they just sort of started walking off, bickering to each other. And I think that's the start of a beautiful relationship right there. Because they just sort of walked off together, bearing in mind they hadn't met, which was nice. Also...
Can you imagine that? Remember the first time we met? We had to go at that guard, yeah.
Well, it's better than us. It's like, "Oh, do you remember the first time we met?" "Yeah, we was at a bus stop."
I think that's quite... That's a lovely story.
The story is a sentence long. "Yeah, we met at a bus stop."
That's what I mean. It's a lovely story. Short, sweet, straight to the point.
Anyway, I've got one more bit, right? This happened just before I got on the train, then there was nothing else of interest yesterday.
Okay. Yesterday, oh god.
No, yesterday is in Tuesday.
Oh, right.
So this is the last bit.
Oh, okay.
There was also a chap who had dreadlocks that came down to his hips. Which
That's seems, pretty cool.
It's cool, but seems a bit impractical to me. Imagine trying to wash then.
You'd be like washing an octopus. Did you hear that octopus died?
I know, it's a shame, isn't it? Mm. I do find it quite ironic, though, that he didn't see that one coming.
We'll end it on that, I like that.